fire and fury.
Toward the end of 2017, U.S. President Donald Trump took a harsh stance against North Korea and its leader, Kim Jong-un, for threatening the United States.
And as I said, they will be met with fire, fury, and frankly, power, the likes of which this world has never seen before. Thank you.
After North Korea successfully tested its Hwasong-15 missile, which Pyongyang says can strike the United States, Kim pivoted toward a policy of engagement with the world. Since then, there hasn't been an intercontinental ballistic missile or nuclear test in over a year. What the world has seen is Kim's sister, Kim Yo-jong, represent North Korea at the 2018 Pyeongchang Olympics in South Korea alongside U.S. Vice President Mike Pence. In April, South Korean President Moon Jae-in held the first of three summits with Kim, with the pair agreeing to work toward denuclearization, ease military tensions, and improve inter-Korean relations. Their third summit in September brought about concrete plans to promote economic gains between the two countries and reduce the chances of skirmishes. There was a historic meeting in June between Trump and Kim in Singapore, the first meeting ever between a North Korean leader and a sitting U.S. president. The Asan Institute's Sung-hoon Chun downplayed the importance of the summits, criticizing the lack of concrete outcomes.
My point is they are not big moments. It's looking good. It's a window dressing without any substance.
Since the third inter-Korean summit in September, North Korea denuclearization talks have stalled, and their future remains unknown as 2019 approaches. Yonak Ru with the Institute for North Korean Studies sees a number of possible scenarios.
I think the best scenario for everybody is Kim Jong-un changes his mind and becomes serious about denuclearization.
Analysts say the path toward North Korean denuclearization is a long one, and if progress continues to stall, tensions could once more rise to previous levels on the peninsula. Steve Miller, VOA News, Seoul.